Today, September 23rd, is one of the newer feast days on the church calendar, the feast day of Padre Pio, known as Saint Pio of Petrolcina. He is certainly one of the most interesting and fascinating saints of modern time. In fact, in the whole 2,000 years history of the church, he is certainly unique and a great shining light in the last century. He was born in 1887. He died at the age of 81, just in 1968. And he's really what's called a victim soul. He became a living crucifix. He had the wounds of Christ in his hands and feet for 50 years. When we look at his family, he was baptized Francesco, named after St. Francis of Assisi. And later in life, he would become like his namesake, because St. Francis was the first one officially in the church to have the wounds of Christ, the stigmata. And little Francesco, who would become known as Padre Pio, would be like his namesake and one day also bear the wounds of Christ. He was one of eight children born into a poor peasant family. As a young boy, he felt drawn to the priesthood because he wanted to grow a beard like the other Capuchin friars. That's why he wanted to become a Franciscan, so he could grow a big beard. He joined the Franciscans at age 16, received the habit in 1902, and then after 7 years of study was ordained to the priesthood in the year 1910. As other young priests in Italy, he was drafted into the army to be a soldier in 1916, but he became ill. And they took him to the military hospital. They put a thermometer in his mouth that said 125 degrees. It broke the thermometer. And yet he did not go into any delirium. So the military said he was unfit for military service and said he diagnosed him with tuberculosis and sent him home, back to the monastery of San Giovanni Rotondo, where they expected him to die shortly. He lived 51 more years. On September 20th, 1918, Padre Pio was kneeling before a large crucifix. And there, just like his namesake, St. Francis, he received the stigmata, the wounds of the crucifixion in his hands and feet. Doctors examined it and found no natural explanation. The wounds never healed, but they never became infected for 50 years. They were still bleeding, very small amounts each day, by the time of his death, over 50 years later. So Padre Pio became known really as a living crucifix. And from that time on, people would come to visit him for confession and spiritual direction. He averaged 12 hours a day hearing confessions, some days 18 hours a day hearing confessions. He had the gift of reading souls. If somebody came to confession and hid a sin, was not willing to share a sin, Padre Pio would remind them of that sin. He could read their hearts and souls. Sometimes he would refuse people absolution if they were not genuine and not truly sorry and not sincere. He would often do penance and begin weeping for the sins of others because they would not weep for their own sins. Padre Pio also had this great gift of bilocation, where he could be at two places at once. One occasion, a priest walked into his room. He was kneeling in this middle of summer. It was hot outside, no air conditioning in the room, and yet Padre Pio was freezing. He had snow on him, because at that very moment he was bilocating in the Alps, rescuing a dying person in the snowy mountains. Another occasion, people would see him, he'd be in chapel praying, and then he would also be pulling a young boy out of a lake. The young boy was drowning, 100 miles away, and Padre Pio was seen saving and rescuing a child, hundreds of miles away. When American bombers were testifying later on after the war about when they were flying over Italy about to destroy cities and towns which would have churches and cathedrals, they would actually see Padre Pio in the clouds or right in front of them on outside the airplane, telling them, "Don't you dare bomb that city. Don't you dare bomb that town." And American bombers testified after the war that they saw Padre Pio, and they did not bomb certain towns and villages because of that. He also had the gift of the heavenly fragrance, this special aroma, this special odor of a heavenly perfume, or these heavenly flowers that would often occur when he would walk by, or if somebody asked his prayers around the world and Padre Pio prayed for them, they would often, even 3,000 miles away, smell the heavenly fragrance. So he had remarkable gifts that the Lord gave him. The gift of bilocation, the heavenly fragrance, the ability to read souls, the stigmata. No one else is like Padre Pio in the history of the church to have all of these miraculous gifts at one time. His great love, of course, was the Holy Eucharist and saying Mass. His daily Mass lasted usually 90 minutes, an hour and a half, because they say that when he would say Mass, he was actually experiencing the crucifixion. And he said he never stood during the Mass, he hung during the Mass. He was on the cross during the Mass. So his great love was Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Holy Eucharist, and also devotion to our Blessed Mother, the Holy Rosary, which he said many dozens of rosaries every single day. So he offered up all his sufferings as a living crucifix for the conversion of poor sinners. The devil hated him so much that he would mentally and physically abuse him, throw him on the floor, drag him around the room, would beat him, just like this occurred in the life of St. John Vianney. So Padre Pio lived this way until he was 81 years old. He died on September 23rd, 1968. Over 100,000 people attended his funeral. And just last year, they opened his coffin and they were able to show his body to the world again. And millions of people came in the last couple years to see his body when it was placed in the glass case. Now it's covered again, but still hundreds of thousands of people go each month to visit his tomb. He's such a presence of Christ in the world during the last century, offering up his sufferings for the conversion of poor sinners and for the souls in purgatory. I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Pio. We ask Padre Pio's intercession for all of you and for your family. He is a very powerful intercessor. You should certainly ask his intercession for your loved ones, family members, and friends, especially those who have drifted away from the church or who may be in need of healing. Through the intercession of Padre Pio, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.